And anyone who's trying to sell a house these days knows how tough it can be. But two professors from Cornell University's Johnson Graduate School of Management may have found a way to help sellers get more money. It's a strategy that would be familiar to customers of big retailers like Home Depot and Walmart. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When people put their homes on the market, they usually spend a lot of time thinking about the price they're going to ask, and they almost always come up with a round number, like $220,000 or $1.3 million. But Professors Manoj Thomas and Varinda Kadiali say that may be a mistake. Thomas says the pair recently ran an experiment about the way people perceive house prices.
So we would bring students into the lab, and we would tell them that we are going to show you a house in Syracuse. And you're going to see six prices for the house that the seller is considering. All that you have to do is look at that price and tell me whether it's low or high.
The catch was that half the prices were round numbers, like $680,000, and half were precise numbers, like $682,417. But the students judged the precise numbers to be lower than the round numbers. Professor Kadiali says the research revealed something interesting.
What we found was the more precise the list price, the higher the sale price ends up being.
In other words, people have a kind of built-in bias in favor of precise numbers. They think they're lower than round numbers, even when they're not. Why would this be? Kadiali says when people see large, precise numbers they've never seen before, they are momentarily confused.
If somebody told you that the U.S. deficit is $6 trillion, you'd say, okay, fine, that makes some sense to me. But if somebody said the U.S. deficit is projected to be $6,537,000,000, you might look at that saying, what sense should I make of this?
In their confusion, she says, people tend to fall back on associations, and they associate precise numbers with low prices. Professors Thomas and Kadiali say that the reason for this can be found in retail stores like this one. This is Pinchik's hardware store in Brooklyn.
I'm Matt Pinchik. I'm the owner of Pinchik's in Brooklyn, Park Slope.
Now, we are looking at a bunch of different kinds of products. Let's go through some of these. I mean, some of the prices I'm seeing here are $11.20, $9.02, $8.83. What kind of effect do you think these odd numbers have on your customers?
Anything that's a difference from that nice even number, to me, indicates an additional discount. And I think that people recognize that they're saving money, simply put.
That is, the things you buy at Pinchik's, like most of the everyday items people buy anywhere, tend to have precise prices. Thomas and Kadiali say it's especially true at big box retailers like Home Depot and Walmart.
If you go to Walmart, you'll find that most of the product there are priced very precisely.
You don't see a $3 tube socks, right? You see a $267.
Or maybe a 327.
Yeah.
So when people see houses with precise numbers, somewhere in the back of their minds, they think discount shopping. And they make these associations even when they've done their homework and know something about the real estate market. The professors say the upshot of all this is that a condo priced at, say, $153,322 might actually sell faster than one priced at $150,000. I took this idea to Amelia Gewertz of the New York real estate company Halstead. Gewertz says slapping a really precise price on a home could backfire.
In all honesty, I feel like in Manhattan, the attraction would be that must have some kind of significant meaning to the owner. I don't understand why they did that, is what I think the reaction would be.
So it would seem a little strange.
It would seem a little strange is accurate.
Thomas and Kadiali concede their findings may have limited utility. Many factors affect how people make home purchases. Moreover, if sellers everywhere started listing their properties at precise prices, buyers would gradually catch on and the advantage would be minimized. But for now, Kadiali says precise pricing just may give a seller a leg up.
So sell that condo fast and price it precisely before everybody else does it.
Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.